My name is Abby Lamont. I live in Dover, New Hampshire.
Why did you come here today?
I think it's really important that regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, we all just come together because we can do so much if we just listen to each other and be kind to each other. It doesn't matter what you believe in or who you are, where you're from, but if we just listen to each other and even just smile at each other, so much more can change.
What would you like to see come out of this?
I really hope that we can listen more and say less, because when we stop to actually listen to one another, we can grow a lot.
Winnie Young, Northwood.
Okay, and why did you come?
I came because there's a lot of, as my sign would show you, there's been a lot of successes in the push for women's rights and women's giving them credit for what they do. But I think we have a long way to go. And that's what I would like to see happen, more equal rights for women and for everyone. You know, the whole DACA thing, everything. Much more feeling, you know, empathy for people.
Jerry Cannon, I live in Somersworth, New Hampshire.
Okay, and why did you come?
I'm here because I've been supporting women as long as I've been alive, so. But we all need support. And so for this event, it's to let people know we need to support each other. We're here for each other. We need to voice our opinions to Concord and to Washington as a group. Let people know that we need things done.
So, what would you like to see happen?
I want people to be empowered and show up for committee meetings to speak their minds, let people know that we are here. They can't make decisions without us involved, especially in Concord, to let them know. So they've got legislation that involves women. They need to talk with us.
My name is Wendy Berthew. I'm from Dover, New Hampshire. And I am here in the capacity of peacekeeper at the Women's March. It will be more of a gathering today than a march because of the amount of people that we expect.
What would you like to see accomplished?
I would like women to realize their strength, their voice, to stand up. We are not a silent minority, but we are a strong majority and we need to be heard. This is an opportunity for women to be heard.
My name is Suzanne Sear. I live in Rye. I have been a child safety advocate for over 20 years now, and through that advocacy, I have learned more and more and more about the crimes committed against women and children, and I support an event such as today because I'm hoping that we can get like-minded people together to have dialogue about each person's social justice issue, mine being the fact that one in two women and as well as children are subject to some form of violence in their lifetime. And I think that if that was addressed and we had more conversations about that, then that would in fact lead to answers and solutions for the opioid crisis, the teen suicide rate, you know, juvenile delinquency, homelessness, crime. I think if we have honest and frank talks about violence against women and children, we'll be able to peel back the ills that are happening within our society and together in a collaborative effort solve a lot of those so that we can live in peace in our home, in our community, and in our country.